Hi, this is Morgan Martin, a second-year grad student in the Gopinath Lab, about to walk you through our project entitled Vaginal Lactobacilli-Mediated Anti-Inflammatory Effects on Host Immune Response. To first provide you with some interesting background, people across the world share similar vaginal microbiome makeups, and they largely cluster into two groups: those whose vaginal microbiome are dominated by lactobacilli, and those that are not. The latter group is associated with more negative health outcomes. My project specifically looks at this link between loss of lactobacilli dominance and increased vaginal inflammation characterized by heightened levels of pro-inflammatory cytokines. Our work aims to understand how the presence of dominant lactobacilli species may modulate host immune response in order to reduce inflammation. To investigate this, we use THP1 cells to screen vaginal lactobacilli soup for immunomodulatory effects on type 1 interferon and NF-kappa B activity. Following the schematic shown in the experimental design section, to perform the screen, we first grew several dominant vaginal lacto strains in the anaerobic chamber and obtained cell-free supernatant from each strain. Human monocyte-derived macrophage reporter cells, known as THP1s, were stimulated with TLR agonists for 2 hours to induce interferon or NF-kappa B, and then were incubated with cell-free supernatant from a vaginal or intestinal lactose strain. Soup was collected from all cells, both 8 and 24 hours post-incubation, and a luminescence assay was used to measure induction of interferon and a colorimetric assay for NF-kappa B. Moving to the results section, figures A and B show the results of this screen. Orienting you to figure A, on the y-axis, we're showing the photo expression of interferon activation, and on the x-axis, we have the various conditions tested, starting with our untreated condition shown in black, our control condition shown in burgundy, which refers to cells that were only stimulated with TR3 agonist, and the remaining condition shown in a rainbow of colors, referring to cells that were first stimulated with TR3 agonist and then incubated with bacterial soup. Looking at the results in this figure, we see that 24 hours post-incubation, for our THP1 cells that were only stimulated with TLR3 agonist, there is an increase in interferon induction in comparison to untreated, as expected. However, for our THP1s that were stimulated with TLR agonist and then incubated with vaginal lactose soup, there was significant suppression of interferon activation. However, supernatant from intestinal lactoreuteri did not significantly suppress. Moving to figure B, it is oriented exactly the same way. The only differences are that we are now showing 8-hour post-incubation results for NF-kappa B activity, and we are only showing one candidate strain from each species of lacto. Looking at the results in this figure, both vaginal and intestinal lactose soup suppress NF-kappa B activation. Observing the suppressive trends of the supernatant, we collaborated with the Clardy Lab at HMS to separate the L-Crispata strain MV1A into 21 fractions, and that process is outlined under the experimental design section. Figure C shows the results of screening these 21 fractions in the same way that we tested whole soup. Only 5 of the fractions, labeled here as 150 to 154 and colored in shades of blue, significantly suppress interferon activation to untreated levels, and the same 5 active fractions were identified from 3 independent cultivations. Figure D simply shows that by testing these active fractions via serodilution, their suppressive activity is dose-dependent. Moving forward, this project screen will be expanded to other cellular models, and we hope to narrow down the factor responsible for the anti-inflammatory effects observed. We would like to acknowledge Harvard University's BPH program for the training grant that funds this work, and everyone in our lab and the Clardy Lab for their continued support. Thank you for listening.